it's so easy to frame privacy as these nefarious companies that are trying to take information from us. But we are actively feeding the machine by putting this stuff out there to begin with. A few semesters ago, a student came to me doing an article in the UDK newspaper, and she was sort of, you know, not being very journalistically neutral by saying, you know, this sort of outrage. She was outraged at the idea that Facebook had announced that they were going to have this news stream or something. I don't even know how it works, but basically it announces the stuff that you put on the page to your friends, whether you want that to happen or not. And, you know, this sort of outrage was sort of like, how can they do this? And, you know, and my response was, well, you gave them all the information. You know, I mean, it's not like, you know, they came and took something from you. You gave it up voluntarily. And in this case, again, I don't think people are aware as to who really controls that information, who has the ability to access it, who owns it, you know, at some point. So what you can end up with are what we kind of refer to as virtual selves out there. And I used to use the example when, you know, where these virtual selves become sort of better than we are. So you have this situation where, you know, Netflix or your local DVD store, you know, remembers all the movies that you rented because it's all in a database. The supermarket knows all the stuff that you purchased because you run it through a scanner every time when you check out. And they become, through all those bits and pieces, they can essentially piece together a human being. And in some ways, that human being's better than we are because I can't remember all of DVDs I rented. I can't remember all the stuff I bought in the supermarket or whatever it is. But they know, and they're incredibly good at collecting all those tidbits of information about us. So every time we fill out a warranty card and send it in or do whatever it is, again, we're giving them information that gets built, you know, built on this, the creating these sort of virtual selves. And the question, again, goes back to who has control over that virtual self. And I think for the most part, most consumers have no idea as to the extent to which the information's out there. And they have no idea as to whether they have any control over it or not. And part of that, I think, is, you know, it's an industry problem. It's a government regulation problem. It's an awareness problem on the part of consumers. I think in the last few years there's been enough stories in the media and everything else to cover it. And when I started writing about, I mainly write about, do research on surveillance. And when I started writing about it in the early 90s, nobody was talking about it virtually. And now it's, you know, it's all over the place.